Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Joe Biden, you're listening to Legit Bat Podcast. And now your hosts, Jim, Jan, and Bland.
Okay, welcome back to Planet Retard, and I have no idea who we're actually going to have here tonight besides our guest. Jen has to work today, and Ben is MIA. I have not heard from him. Maybe he'll pop in later. I don't know. It's kind of the way the show is lately. We're all busy. We all got stuff to do, New World Order to fight, you know, all the normal stuff you do in a day. But I'm Joe, if this is your first time listening, and I will be your retarded faggot for the rest of the night.
What up, retarded faggots?
And if you've never listened to Planet Retard before, it's just that. It's just highlighting the dumbest and stupidest people. Today, it looks like it's going to be more of a world's dumbest criminals episode, from what I can tell, from all the articles that I've pulled up. And also credit to the Dutch news agency, aka Herman from Holland, who is a fellow OBDM listener who sends them shit all the time. I literally told this dude, hey, send me some of that stuff, I need it for our show. And I went to go look today, and he had sent me 96 articles, and that's on top of stuff I look up. So thanks, Herman, this is gonna be awesome, because I don't know where you find all this shit. I try to look for this type of stuff, and it won't come up. So I don't know what, you know, keywords you're using or whatever, but it's pretty cool. So our guest, though, tonight is Jack Mehoff. That is his Christian name, but I called him
Mega Doodoo.
So you are now Mega Doodoo at the Legit Bat. So welcome, Mega Doodoo.
Thanks for having me. It's an honor.
Obviously, Jack Mehoff. I guess your real name is Jack, but Mehoff is probably not. But, you know,
yeah, anonymity. Well, it's got a little bit of truth to it, being that my, I think it was sixth grade gym teacher used to run behind me when I was too slow doing that mile, calling me, run faster, Mr. Mehoff, faster, Mr. Mehoff. It took me a little while to figure out what he was trying to say.
Well, I mean, you don't really get that till a certain age, right? So
yeah. And then I was like, wait a minute, that motherfucker was abusing me.
And now you're traumatized.
That's all good.
All right. Well, we'll get started here. So we're going to start it out with I guess it's kind of a listicle. It's Eurovision 2024's most bizarre moments, including contestant with penis out.
Penis.
I mean, and what else do you do? I don't even know what Eurovision is, so we're going to find out, but let's see what some of these bizarre moments are. Do they have a list? Is it not a list? Kind of. I guess the very first one is the Eurovision contestant appears to have a wardrobe malfunction mid-performance. So this is a video, so let's see if you all can hear this. I hope so.
So who's gay?
Somebody's gay here. Maybe it's just a bunch of dudes dancing really gaily. And what? Did you see a wardrobe malfunction in that?
No, I'm not sure. I think the whole thing was a wardrobe malfunction.
What the? Yeah, that's what I'm going for. Well, I guess we'll just read it then, because that's stupid. Unless it was going to an ad, which is really stupid. But so from the Alcazar reunion, after teasing a possible ABBA performance, to the naked costume worn by Finland's Windows 95 man for his performance, No Rules, that left fans double-checking what was on their TV screens and led to a rather unfortunate wardrobe malfunction. And this is, okay, that was just preface to the thing. All right, so to that specific video, Finland were participating with a tune called No Rules, performed by Windows 95 Man, featuring uncredited live vocals from Henry Pispan. The artist decided to wear nude-colored pants, which created an illusion that he could be naked despite covering his modesty, although his bum was still pretty exposed. Well, that's... what the fuck? His penis was not out then. This is a misleading fucking article. Ugh. I don't know if I'm going to continue with this one. I should have read this first. This is dumb.
Yeah, where's the dicks?
Yeah, where's all the boners?
Boner.
Oh my god, I'm getting out of this one. This is dumb. So, Herman, what the fuck, dude? Unless I missed something there. All right. Well, we'll go to the next one. So, in keeping with gay and penises and stuff, Tunisia performs anal exams to chase gays.
Faggots.
According to the Trust Project, Tunisia is forcibly carrying out anal exams on men who authorities suspect are gay.
So who is gay?
In the country, homosexuality is strictly prohibited in accordance with Article 230 of the current penal code. Penal code. So it says sodomy will be punished by up to 3 years in prison. Okay, so you can be gay, you just can't, like, do gay stuff. You
can't do the gay.
Yeah, you can't put
doing the gay is punishable.
So
I wonder what they give you for docking.
There's probably a subsection in the article about that, but sodomy will be punished. So it's very specifically cock to ass. So I guess
they're focusing on the anus. I guess that everything else is pretty good.
Doesn't that make you gay?
You are gay.
I guess.
So if they're doing anal exams to figure out if you're gay, I guess they're trying to figure out if you can put a Pringles can up there, and if not, then you're straight. Let's find out. Let's read on. So the president of Shams, first Tunisian LGBTI collective, that's shorter than usual, huh? Which he founded after being in prison. The situation of the LGBT community here is catastrophic. Look, these are two anal tests. One of them was carried out last year on a 23-year-old man. They are done by doctors who are actually torturers. Why? Don't they like having stuff up there? You think they'd be down with it? I mean, who's a gay dude that's bitching about somebody sticking something up as pooper?
Yeah.
So the exams are carried out as a form of rape, they say, where the doctor inserts his finger. That's it? Those guys are used to way more than that. Come on. Inside your anus to try to find out whether or not you have had sex with men. What if it was a chick? Sticking a dildo up there. But I guess that's still illegal because it's technically sodomy.
True.
These tests were denounced by several NGOs. When they arrest a person for their homosexual appearance and do an anal test, they subject them to a type of torture and not to an examination with any scientific validity. Wait a minute. That was the end of that? Where's the scientific validity, though? We have to find out why this is scientific. I'm still thinking they're just figuring out how large it is in there. Imagine.
Feeling around for something.
Yeah, maybe there's some leftovers up in there or something.
Fissures.
Oh, look, Jen made it. Yay. Oh,
Jen
made it. Oh, hang on, I almost have it. Yay.
I don't have a soundboard. I gotta do the real clap. What's up, Jen?
Clap, please.
There we go. Hi, I can hear you now. What's up?
You can hear now?
What's up? Nice to meet you.
You too.
Yeah, we are sans Ben. He didn't even return my text, so.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
It's Planet Retard. It's probably hurts his feelings a little bit. Some of these articles are about him.
Hits too close to home for Ben. All right, let's continue on with this next intriguing story. So go ahead and open your beer first.
It is Planet Retard. Can I do it right into the microphone?
Yeah, write it.
Okay. Yes. Thanks. Perfect.
Yeah. So, this whole, all the stuff that Herman sent me is very, very gay.
Why are you gay?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's fine. It works out for Planet Retard. So the next one's called Man Caught Shoving Nozzle from Petrol Pump Up His Bum While Stroking His Member at Fuel Station.
Boner.
It looks like it's daytime in that picture.
Oh, he's doing it in broad daylight, yeah.
Wow.
So, and of course, this is in fucking the UK because they said petrol.
He wanted to get caught.
That's part of the kink, I imagine.
Yeah, I think so.
A man has been caught with his pants down shoving a petrol pump nozzle up his bum while stroking his male member.
Balls.
The strange clip, which unsurprisingly has gone viral on social media and left people with far more questions than answers. Why questions? You know exactly what he was doing.
No, I want to know. I want to know if he turned it on first and was actually shoveling gasoline in there.
I think
he was
just using it as a dildo, but let's read on. It shows the elderly looking man standing at a petrol station with his trousers pulled down. He then takes out the petrol hose nozzle and shoves it into his bum with one hand. With his other hand, he begins masturbating.
Penis.
The creepy man slowly turns his head to see if anyone is looking and appears to spot the person filming him, who starts shouting at him. The man then takes the nozzle out of his backside, removes his other hand from his genitals, and starts to pull up his pants before the 12-second clip cuts off. Signs around the petrol station indicate the video was filmed in Italy. The man's identity as yet unknown, with local media seemingly unwilling to track him down and report on it. Obviously not.
Huh. So that's it?
This is posted by the Hodge twins, Biden supporter spotted at local gas station. I think that might be an ad. Oh, Brave won't let me play the video, but I gotta see it. It's gonna be all blocked out anyway, so whatever. But yeah, there you go. I mean, if you're down on your luck, instead of paying for gas, just put it in your butt.
Wow.
You gotta get resourceful.
So he's elderly. Maybe he was just like, this is how I want to die. He was just ready.
Maybe he just showed up without a gas can.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna hold it inside. I can clench real good. It.
He was almost a flamer.
He just walked up, he strolled on in, and he was like, listen, I need 5 gallons in my ass.
They're like, would you like a gas can, sir? He's like, no.
Well, that'd be 94 or 87.
Oh my god, he's got to have the premium for that. Yeah, he's trying to do he's probably just trying to do a flame fart.
Well, I mean, imagine. If you were doing it, wouldn't you go premium? You got to go all the way.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not putting anything less than premium in my ass.
If you could somehow just...
weird toxins in that 83.
If you could somehow have kept the nozzle in there and then took his other hand and lit a cigarette at the same time, gangster.
No, that's like that that clip that guy on one of the Planet Retards was playing with the shop vac and the gasoline. They were trying to make a flamethrower or some shit.
Oh yeah, I think that was from a while ago.
Is that a Florida man?
Probably. Or Alabama man.
It looked nice out.
So for the next one, it's a isn't Marion County in Florida?
Is that in Indiana?
Oh, maybe not. I don't know.
I'm sure there's several Marion counties, so let's find out.
We're not going to be sexist here and leave the females out. So this lady was arrested after stealing a broom and then throwing bird feeder at a deputy. So a Marion County woman has been arrested after breaking into a home and stealing a broom and then throwing a bird feeder at a deputy.
Okay, so she wasn't really arrested for stealing a broom, because that's not a big deal.
Probably not. Because
she broke into a home.
But she did get 5 charges. According to the probable cause affidavit, the homeowner reported he heard a loud banging noise and then saw Edmiston come into the house and take a broom. The homeowner says he pushed her out the door, called 911, and stayed on the phone until a deputy arrived. As the deputy arrived, she dropped her book sack, threw a bird feeder at him, and took off running. After a short pursuit, she was taken into custody. The deputy noted she was ranting and not making much sense. Really. As she was being placed into the patrol car, she admitted to taking methamphetamine. That does make more sense.
Oh, so she didn't know it was a broom. She thought it was like the golden staff of heaven or something.
No, so she is facing a felony charge of residential burglary, along with misdemeanor charges of fleeing, criminal trespass, theft of property and public intoxication, but not assault on an officer, surprisingly. Well, good for her.
No. Yeah, no one's getting in trouble for assaulting officers nowadays.
She doesn't really look like she's on meth. She looks more like she's on heroin. Maybe she does it all. Here's another gay kind of story. A horrified woman captures man appearing to have intimate moment with slide in children's play park. So, this is the horrifying moment that a woman records a man as he appears to be gyrating against a stainless steel slide in a children's play park. First of all, I didn't even know they still had those because kids burn their ass these days and they're fucking pussies. Didn't they change them all to plastic?
I think so, yeah.
I remember in the 90s, hot-ass metal slides.
Here, where I'm from, I think they might still have metal ones, but here they can't.
Oh, it's, no.
It's to be 150.
Well, it's California. Everyone's a fucking vagina here. And it does get really hot. I have burned myself before. But so the strange incident occurred earlier this week at a play park in Meriden, Birmingham. Oh, that's why it's England. They haven't changed shit in 200 years. With parents quick to confront the man for his suspicious behavior. Despite being approached by a concerned family, the man offers little explanation for his actions before revealing he has a stainless steel slide at home. So that's his main thing.
He's like, I do this all the time. I don't know what you think is weird.
It's like, I don't need to explain myself. This is what I do. I can identify as whatever I want. I'm a slide fucker.
Also, who has a stainless steel slide at home?
Well, points it out. Says, no, I have one at home.
What's the deal?
Like, it's so irrelevant.
Like, this is what I got. Like,
the video taken at the scene shows the concerned mother. Her name was probably Karen, walking up to the individual who was laying on the children's equipment. Karen, leave him alone. He was having a moment with the slide. He's slide sexual. Let's see if they have the actual video.
What was his excuse? Was he just like, I had an itch on my back or something?
He said he had little... Oh, and the man allegedly left a suspicious stain on the slide.
Uh-oh.
Ew. Okay, that's gross.
Stain?
I guess this is a transcript of it. Why does it not have the video? Maybe it's graphic. So the horrified and concerned woman asks the man, what are you doing? He casually lifts his head, explaining, I'm into slides, I can't help it. The woman, now confused by the man's bizarre behavior and strange explanation, continues her interrogation. She repeats, what are you doing? And he said, I'm just having a buzz. The man tries to explain his behavior, saying, I know that it's the only location where you get the stainless steel slides through in it. In it. Oh, that's British. In it. It's a stainless steel thing. That's all it is. It's a fetish. I've had it since I was a kid. Ooh. The shocked woman says, so it's a fetish, so you didn't come to just have a little look at the slides like you said you were. There's a child on that slide, and you've got a fetish, and you've come over and you've started touching up on the slide in front of kids. You know how strange that is? The man seems unfazed by the reprimand and continues to lay on the slide as children can be heard in the background. The anonymous man stands up before making a hasty apology and leaving the park whilst receiving more verbal abuse from the concerned parent. What the fuck? Oh,
what
Britain.
The fuck, guy? Why didn't he just go to like Home Depot or something to the appliance section?
Why didn't he just go to the backyard? Maybe he was tired of it.
Well, it's got to be in front of people. He's got to touch the steel in front of people.
Yeah, he's gotten past just his backyard. Now it's got to be.
Yeah,
he's got
to
have
good
onlookers.
Enough anymore.
He has to have an audience. All right, what's the next one here? Oh no, that's the one I got. Oh, hang on. Thought I had more than that pulled up. Please hold. I have more.
I'm trying to find the video, but I don't.
It said
man
it was
has
on...
intimate moment with slide.
Yeah, it said it was on some kind of social media or something, but it's probably TikTok.
Typing that kind of thing in without your safe search on is dangerous.
Oh, mature avocado all over again.
There's so many things that are coming up. The first thing that comes up is intimate moment between man and cow, and I don't know if he's helping deliver a baby cow or having sex with it. I have no clue.
Maybe it's
YouTube.
Both.
Ugh, that's awful. I guess I'll just never see that video. No big deal.
Yeah, I'm cool with the mental picture.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the next one.
Did I miss any good ones?
Just pretty gay, but yeah.
This one looks nice.
I think it's... Oh, so more female arrests. Woman arrested after walking into home, hugging owner, then taking dip in pool. What's the problem? Who's complaining about that?
She's polite.
It's Florida woman. Yeah. At least she was like, hug first, then I'll use your pool. It's fucking hot. The Sunshine State may be noted for its hospitality, but this might have been a bit much. A Southwest Florida woman is accused of entering a home uninvited, giving the resident an unwanted hug. Ow. Unwanted. And taking a dip in the pool. According to Collier County Sheriff's Office online booking records, this lady of unincorporated Collier County was arrested on May 16th and charged with trespassing in an occupied structure in violation of state probation. The incident occurred on May 15th, according to a news release. An area social media personality who posts TikTok videos about the area allegedly entered a 79-year-old woman's home. What? So was she doing it on purpose to get clicks? Police said that she allegedly gave an unwanted hug to a resident she did not know. The suspect then made herself at home by sitting on a chair in the living room, resting on a bed for several minutes, then proceeding to jump in their pool, all before leaving the residence. The resident did not report being injured during the incident, and investigators did not say if she confronted the suspect during her visit. She's currently on probation for resisting an officer. Wow. So, I'm trying to figure out, it says, Blavik, an area social media personality who posts TikTok videos under the banner of Nattles Knows Naples. Okay, so she's
doing
so it.
Read the next line down here. It says, what I do is I find the finds in Naples, which kind of makes no sense, but it sounds like she's deliberately seeking these places out and then filming herself
says,
doing weird
shit.
There's
so many good finds, good foods in Naples, and I'm the one who points them out and tells you about them by going into strangers' houses. Okay. Everyone's got their thing. She doesn't look like much of a TikTok star, though, if you're watching a video. It's
look,
like,
she's 47.
Eh.
No, she looks like she's typical. 85.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Hmm. Well, that's her thing. All right. Oh, next one. Oh, the classic story of a sex toy just falling into
Whoops.
Your butt. The sex toy slips inside a 45-year-old Gujarat man's rectum, complains of stomach pain. The docs remove it without surgery. So they just took it out the same way it went in, I guess. Let's see. So I don't even know where Gujarat is. It's out of Ghaziabad, so I'm assuming somewhere over in...
Somewhere in a place where you probably shouldn't put things in your butt.
Yeah, they probably look down on it over
they
there.
They do. I bet they do quite a bit.
I need to hear this guy's accent so I can be sure about that. But just based on the spelling of these words, I don't think they'd be cool with it. So a 45-year-old Gujarat man had a horrid time after he ended up inserting a sex toy which got stuck inside his anus. Initially, the man didn't inform anyone about his predicament out of shame. Really? However, the growing discomfort and persistent pain in the rectum and stomach forced him to seek... Well, you plugged your shit up, dude. You put a cork in it.
Oh, my God. It's in India.
He was also finding it difficult to pass stool. You don't say.
I think so.
Maybe that would... If he would have got constipated enough, maybe it would have just finally popped out.
It was difficult or impossible?
I would think impossible. This took the man to a hospital in Ghaziabad, where he complained to the doctors about his stomach pain. The doctors then ordered for an x-ray. That is when the whole incident came to light. The man told the doctors about the entire incident and how the sex toy had been stuck inside his rectum for over 4 days. Oh my God. He also confided in them how his trouble was his own doing, and he lost control of the sex toy during the act. Yep. The colonoscopy was also done by the doctors to ascertain the way out to help the distressed man. Initially, it looked like a surgery would be required. However, the doctors managed to remove it without any surgery, and the man experienced relief from pain after days of discomfort. And then he, on top of all that, after it finally came out, he took the biggest dump of his life. What I want to know is how big was this thing to get that stuck?
I want to know more information about what kind of sex toy this was.
There's
this
no
guy
pictures.
Was like a walking curry bomb.
Out. Oh. Stop putting
one
shit in
your butt,
people.
One bad cough and the cork comes out. It's just like chocolate champagne everywhere.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
How does a sex toy get shoved so far up in your butt that it gets stuck in there?
I mean, doesn't it curve? Isn't there curvature in your colon? Like how
you said
it's
I
not
lost
straight.
Control and then I mean, just like the way the body moves, it flushes poop out of your body. You'd think if there was something stuck in there, it would be pushed out.
I don't get it, because your actual rectum, the straight part where the poop comes out, is like only a couple inches long, right? And then it like curves around the whole thing. So how is it stretchy?
It didn't get stuck all the way up in there. It was just probably up in the large intestine. I don't know. I think that's weird.
We could speculate all day on this. We'll leave it to the listeners.
E-bombs world. I haven't heard about e-bombs world in like 20 years.
And this is a brand new article too.
Wow.
Dollar store scuffle ends with woman pooping and fleeing the scene. Thanks to the gut-brain axis, our brains and our guts are closely interlinked. This means that if someone gets too stressed or afraid, the chances of them instantly pooping their pants is high. Well, we don't.
Wait, what?
What? Thanks to the gut-brain axis, our brains and our guts are closely interlinked. This means that if someone gets too stressed or afraid, the chances of them instantly pooping their pants is high.
Okay.
That's assuming you got one on deck. Like, it's got to be close.
All right.
I could see if I had to poop really bad already and then got scared where I would shit my pants, but...
Okay.
Well, we don't have to put this fact to the test, as one poor woman recently tested it for us by getting into a fight at her local dollar store before getting thrown to the ground, dropping a deuce, and fleeing the scene of the crime. Oh, I have one.
Doo-doo butt!
Doo-doo butt. I'm torn on this video, as I do love seeing uppity Karens getting their comeuppance, but seeing someone pooping their skirt in broad date, she has skirt on too, makes me feel icky. That makes me feel hilarious. It's easy to make fun of her, but imagine yourself in her poop-covered shoes. I will imagine it as I watch this video.
What did she do to deserve to get thrown to the ground?
Wait a minute, that's not the right video. What is up with these things? That lady...
That's probably...
Oh, maybe it is that one. Okay. Oh, yep, you can see it.
Yeah, she pooped.
Wait. Did she poop after this?
I don't know. I didn't see.
It looked like there's a bit of a stain, but maybe the previous pooping. Is she pooping now?
The curds up?
Oh.
Oh, there it was.
She left it. She was just shaking it out.
So when did the actual turding happen? Let's rewind.
Did it say why this all happened? Why is she fighting with someone at a dollar store?
I don't even think it matters.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Let's see if there's any sound. I have to hear it. Maybe I can clip it. Oh, Reddit's like, log in. This contains mature content. No, it doesn't. It's poop.
Oh. Yeah. Also a fight.
Maybe this is how she goes.
Oh. No,
like
it will not
let
me.
She scared out of her.
She's like, fight me, quick. I really have
Come on,
shit.
Hurry up. I got a fucking crap.
So we can watch the video without the sound, but as soon as you try to turn the sound on, that's when Reddit's like, no, you got to be an adult to hear this. Yeah, so it's after the fight. So if you're watching on video, you can see it's after the fight. Get out of the way, lady.
She's like,
so I think she's currently shitting right here. Let's see if we can see the moment the turd hit. Oh, there it is.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Oh, that is gnarly. Oh, it does not make me feel icky. That's hilarious.
And then she's like, I'm done.
I feel bad for the shop owner.
It's a dollar store person. I'm sure that's not the first or the last shit that they'll see.
I imagine not. Oh, so this looks like a local news clip, so that's cool. East Memphis woman has tree dug up and stolen from her yard. So let's watch this.
If you've lived in Memphis for any time, you know there are certain things you do to protect your things from being stolen, like locking up your car, your bike. You don't leave anything important inside your vehicle.
So now the question, Joe, is how do you protect something that's planted in your yard? Yeah, a woman in East Memphis didn't think she needed to safely protect her tree. And yes, I did say a tree.
Yes, indeed. Action News 5's Griffin de Marais joins us now in studio with more about Jackie Sabin's stolen landscape.
Yeah, guys, this is truly one of the stranger things you're ever going to hear. Thankfully, Jackie Sabin is a good sport when it comes to it. But she came home from work one day and noticed something was off about right next to her driveway. She has a little patch of grass right there. And she checked her security camera and noticed someone stopping at her house and pulling her tree right out of the ground.
Oh, my one little stick that's left. Which is kind of sad because it's dying.
Just a stick is all that remains of what was a beautiful tree after this.
He's using an axe.
Thieves made a stop at Jacqueline Sabin's house in East Memphis to steal her Japanese maple tree right from her yard.
It's just frustrating that that somebody would actually.
So it's a Japanese maple tree. If you've ever seen those, they have leaves that look like pot plants.
I wonder if I was thinking the same thing. We have a Japanese maple.
He thought it was a pot plant because those are a dime a dozen. You can find those growing in the wild. Like, why? He thought it was a pot plant for sure.
Actually, go looking to steal landscaping, like to steal a tree. I just thought that was just very random.
The tree was planted 2 years ago. And Saban has kept up with the maintenance, so it's disappointing that all that hard work goes to waste.
I do take pride in my yard. I work in my yard all the time.
I don't believe you. Your yard looks like shit. From what I could see of it.
I think they are really missing. Pull up a Japanese maple.
Yeah, let's look up so people can see.
Is this going on Rockfin?
Yeah. Okay. YouTube, maybe.
Gotcha.
Let's see.
Yeah, so if
images.
You've never seen one, it looks like tiny little weed leaves.
Yeah, we used to have one out there, and they do turn a different color during like fall and stuff, but yeah, these are what the leaves look like. They look very much like pot plants.
Oh yeah, pull that picture up.
Yeah, they definitely thought it was weed.
Oh, for sure. There's no other reason for them to steal that dinky plant.
So that's a huge one.
Wow, that's some purple shit.
Yeah. Most Japanese maples are smaller. Oh, this is like a painting of it or something. But most of the ones I've seen around here, at least, are smaller. The ones they're showing on here are huge. So apparently they can get big. Yeah, those are idiots, though. Idiot criminals, too, because they obviously, even if that was weed, it didn't have any buds on it. So what are you doing?
Well, maybe they just thought it wasn't. I don't know what time of year it was. Maybe it's not harvest season yet. It's not fall. If this just happened.
I also didn't catch like what state or county that was from. It very well could have been Florida, man, again.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
All right, let me pull up a couple more stories here, and then we can toss it over to Jack, and he can bring whatever he
Jack,
brought.
Did you bring articles?
A couple, yeah. You?
Let's hear his.
He's a professional.
I'm
all right,
trying
you want to share screen?
To be.
Go ahead. Do it.
All right. Well, since Jen put me on the spot. Thanks, Jen.
Sorry. No problem. Welcome to Planet Retard.
Well, this is what we got to do. All right, let me see if I can... get retarded.
Not that hard. I have faith
now
in you.
No, I'm trying to figure... All right, this isn't so bad.
Is it letting you share? Sometimes it's a problem.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Yep.
All right, nice. So you're getting... Okay.
Oh, yeah, I can see it.
All right. There is a man wanted for releasing his bodily fluids on a Whole Foods shopper.
Okay. It's organic, though.
Which
they
one was it?
Yes.
Was it piss?
If only.
Uh-oh.
If only. All right. Chamblee police have made an arrest in a disturbing case that unraveled at Whole Foods on May 11th. A woman shopping at the grocery store located at 5001 Peachtree Boulevard near Claremont Road told police a stranger ejaculated on her.
Yeah!
That's what I'm talking about. Now, at the Whole Foods on Peachtree Boulevard, that's all that goes down. So I don't know why this lady's shocked. Peachtree Boulevard is some...
Oh, it's because he was a black. Otherwise, she would have been fine
with
it.
Well, you see him? He's peeking.
Yeah.
There he is. What's up, fella? All right, I see this gentleman walking down the aisle who's pretending to be shopping, and he's holding a basket. He looked kind of like a normal gentleman, like late 20s, early 30s, nothing extra suspicious about him. Dr. Sabine Lovell, a plastic surgeon, recounted to Fox 5 after the incident. Now, here's where she went wrong. I bent over to grab the chips. And as I was doing that, I felt something like wet and warm on my back. So I put my hand on the small of my back, and then I saw it was like gooey, like this gooey white section. And I turn around, and I see this guy looking at me.
Boner.
He made eye contact. And then he zips up his pants.
Wow. The balls on this guy.
Seriously.
Gross. She had it on her hand. Ugh.
Whatever happened to peepholes?
Whatever happened to just going home?
Too.
This guy was.
I don't know. He's just living on the edge. He's just bored. That's don't people get
Maybe
that
he
with
was a
sex
TikToker.
With sex addictions? When you get so bored, you take it up one
like
step
the guy
further
with the,
every time.
Like the guy with the slide.
He had to kick it up a notch.
Off to the playground.
Or the guy with the gas nozzle up his butt, jerking off. Like they're just sex addicts that are kicking it up a notch.
Or they're on
bored.
Drugs and they're like, this looks like a good idea right now. Maybe he was. I'm not going to say he's a crackhead because that'd be racist, but
yeah,
sounds like something
true.
A crackhead would do.
We have to just allegedly, there might be some mental illness
allegedly,
going down.
In my opinion, yes.
He does not look like a crackhead from the mugshot at all.
No, he looks pretty happy.
He looks like he goes to church with his mom. Maybe that's why church fucked him up, and he's like, ugh, I got to go pump off on a lady in the store.
This is very true. Well, it looks like surveillance showed Lovell chasing the man out of the store, so she went after him, hand on the small of her back and all. She told Fox 5 that she wanted to draw as much attention as possible to the suspect and situation, so there would be plenty of witnesses. Troy Callist, 28, has since been taken into custody. He was arrested in Gwinnett County and charged with sexual battery and public indecency. He'll be booked at the Cobb County Jail.
I'll get him on the show. Just sit him down for a one-on-one.
Why should someone be gay?
I'm going to make a sticker out of him.
Just put that on the small of people's backs in the Whole Foods?
Yeah.
the infamous serial jerker. I wonder if he has a history of that, though.
I think that's the end of that.
It doesn't say.
No.
It would probably mention it.
Like, he's been arrested 27 other times. Last time it was at Walmart. This time it was in Whole Foods.
But I don't think he'd get arrested
at least it
at Walmart.
Wasn't the dollar
he would be
store,
like,
right?
Oh, thanks, I got some action.
You'd think he would have started there. Maybe he did start there. But ladies, watch your butts when you're bending over
that
at Whole
lady
Foods.
Was taking a shit on the ground. He couldn't really do his thing. All right, let me see what else I have here.
Oh, that was out of Atlanta.
All right. This is a post on X from Colin Rugg. Artist Scott Labido has unveiled his Dicks of Hazzard in NYC, featuring the faces of Alvin Bragg, Judge Engoron, Judge Merchant, and Jack Smith on his penis balloons.
Penis.
The stunt was pulled off outside the courthouse in NYC. Labido says he spent $1,500 on the stunt, which took him 2 days to complete. These guys are a bunch of useless dicks, he said.
That's fucking awesome.
There's a video. If everybody wants to watch the video of the giant shiny dicks floating around in NYC. Come
Absolutely.
Big dicks.
Oh my god.
Wow. I wonder where
working?
You got balloons
no,
like that.
No, it froze
that.
Up. I didn't hear any sound either. But that's common with Zoom. They fuck with your sound. But I imagine it just sounds like dick balloons floating off. Wow, they're really going for it too. So, are these like politicians or something? Is that why he's doing that?
Yeah, Alvin Bragg is the he's the DA for Trump's NYC like hush money case.
Oh,
then you
gotcha.
Have the judge, another judge from another case, and then Jack Smith. All political scumbags.
Isn't that dumb that you gotta, they always have to like put a asterisk on penis so that you can't tell that it's penis, but you can. I don't know if that's for the algorithms or what, but like we know what penis is. It's actually a medical word. Why do you have to do that?
Yeah, isn't it supposed to be like a scientific term and we all believe in science?
Yeah, penis. Say it with me, everyone. Penis.
Penis.
Penis. Penis.
We can all say it. We can say boner. Boner.
Schlong.
Or we can say boner. Need to get Beavis and Butthead drops of saying schlong.
Yeah, I got to collect some drops. I'm liking that stuff.
It's been several years, and I should have like 100 more than I do, but it's fine where it's at because I can't find them half the time anyway. Well, what else over there? We got dick balloons.
I thought you had a physical board the whole time until I saw you accidentally screen share it, and I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah, it's free. That's why I use it.
Works.
It'd be a lot harder with a physical board. People that don't know, a physical soundboard is actually kind of hard. You got to like label them because it'll be like 16 buttons, but you have like five different palettes on it. So depending on what palette you're on, it's a different button. That'd be actually more confusing than the way I do it.
Yeah, I don't know how people would do that. All right, let's see.
Oh, yeah, let's do that one.
What do we got here? I forgot what I put in. Nope. Don't want to subscribe when you're giving it out for free, baby. No. All right. This is from the Daily Star, so I'm sure it's accurate to the least. Experts admit they are trying to lure UFOs to Earth with small handheld nuclear reactors.
Yes, science!
It says experts,
I'm talking
so.
About. They are
trust
experts.
Them. It's going to work.
We have a professor. A top professor has gone public to admit that a colleague of his, right, so he's telling on his friend, has created a handheld mini nuclear reactor with the aim of trying to lure aliens and UFOs to Earth.
Don't you think the big ones would have done that by now? What do aliens give a shit about a handheld one?
I think we're so past aliens. Nobody gives a shit about aliens.
Except the experts, apparently.
Is it legal to carry around a nuclear reactor?
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, well, I thought we were all worried about that right now.
Meltdowns
and now we have,
and
like, scientists calling aliens with them.
He did it under the table in a lab in a college somewhere.
I like how they said he's admitting to doing it. Like, people are accusing him of something and he's trying to, you know, that he might say that he might try to deny it. But he's admitting it instead of just stating it. Why does he have to be admitting it?
He's not even admitting that he did it. He's ratting his friend out. He's admitting that a colleague did it.
Admit. Yeah. I mean, they're just doing it. It's not really a bad thing. Who cares? Except for the nuclear reactor part, I guess.
Yeah, I would worry about that shit. Scientists are making small handheld nuclear reactors and to try and lure aliens to Earth. According to Kevin Newth, professor of physics at the University at Albany, United States, the experimental idea is already being created as boffins ramp up efforts to bring extraterrestrial beings to our planet. And in an idea that couldn't go wrong, no matter how hard they try, the professor told an audience that the handheld mini nukes are already being patented. We were trying to figure out how we can lure UFOs and work out how to make contact, he said.
This can't be a real article. And in an idea that couldn't There's go no wrong, carrying around mini
nukes
to lure aliens.
Was trying to be, I don't know what that is. It sounds like an Australian word. I think they were being sarcastic about it, the idea that couldn't possibly go wrong. But if they can make those, make a car that runs on it, dude. Why are you wasting your time?
Yeah.
Make a car that runs on your handheld nukes.
A boffin is a person engaged in scientific or technical research.
Nice.
Never heard it before.
Wonder how easy. It looks like they're making a lot of them. Like, I wonder how hard it is. I guess you got to get your hands on some plutonium, but.
And this is
they're
how
making
the world
it sound
ends.
Like it's easy. Yeah. Because then all of a sudden, a couple of these nukes get loose. The scientists misplace them. They're always misplacing things.
And then they blame it on Russia.
Well, you'd think
and
that
then
they're
they
going to do
it
that.
On Russia.
The reason they're building those mini nuclear reactors is because of all of the stories we've heard where UFOs come in and interfere when someone sets off a nuclear reactor. They come in and shut it down. So maybe they are trying to blow up the Earth, hoping that aliens will save us, and they might not.
Oh, so it says a handheld lithium powered. So maybe they don't even have anything radioactive in it, and they're just doing something with like magnets or some shit. Who knows?
They're trying to trick the aliens. Yeah,
I don't think they're about to tell us, because then we'll make them. They want us to buy them so that we can. They want to make money on the aliens coming.
So just anyone can buy a mini nuclear reactor. That's cool. Awesome.
So what a great world we live in.
You probably have to have a license for it.
Yep.
Pay a subscription.
Class 4 nuclear license.
I bet it'll be easier than getting a gun in California.
True.
Yeah, you can't have a 30-round mag, true. But are you interested in a small nuclear reactor? We have those.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some yellow cake uranium. All right, we settled on the fact that UFOs have an interest in and an ability to detect nuclear weapons. Some of them underground, some of them in bunkers, or in storage depots. How do they do this? Are they using neutrinos, which are really hard to detect, or gamma rays? We don't know, but my colleague has developed a new technology, which is basically a handheld lithium-powered nuclear fission reactor, which is now patenting. The idea is to go out and power our UFO observing equipment with the nuclear reaction, and maybe these guys will detect it and come down and find out what those crazy monkeys are up to at this time. And we can get some imagery or data. That's our plan. All right. So.
What could go wrong?
Bullshit. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. This is nothing but fucking trouble. Like, we need this.
Yeah, even if it's, like, real and they're actually doing this on, like, somewhat of a large scale, if they're patenting it, I still don't understand how that would attract them more than the military's nuclear facilities or, you know, nuclear power plants.
That's what
plans.
I was going to say. Isn't everybody prepping their nukes right now?
Yeah, I mean, from what the U.S. makes it sound like, Russia is like crowning, like the horse is coming out of the barn, like they're just about to hit that button.
Well, those military facilities are really far away from people, though. It sounds like these scientists, if they're even real, are trying to get video footage of this. They're trying to get evidence, which they definitely couldn't get if aliens were attracted to some military base, because they can't even get close to it.
There's so many stories from military bases and silos and all that stuff of them like doing tests even to like arm them, and then seeing a UFO and all the whole shit gets
everything shuts down. Yeah,
who knows? I mean, they might have the right idea, but the scale might be a bit low. You might need to make an actual rocket and stick it on the end of a rocket.
Yeah, good luck. No one will ever know.
Yeah. What are you building in your backyard?
Space is real.
Right. If you don't just crash it into the dome.
Space is real shit.
I don't think the DOD is paying attention to any of that stuff. Just build whatever you want in your yard.
No,
yeah, they don't care.
The DOD is just paying attention to what we're giving to Israel and the other one, Ukraine.
And whether you say fag online.
That's true. Or if you say some shit about Biden. I had an article, but I don't know where the hell it is.
Come on, man!
Yeah, anyway, I could surmise it. I think that's the correct word for it. But it was, the Secret Service was sicked on a man, a 74-year-old man, for making a joke that Biden wore Depends.
Where's your home?
So they went and they harassed some old man for making a joke about the old man.
That's crazy, because we talk about him shitting his pants all the time.
That's what I'm saying.
Was he right by Biden or something?
Sometimes I think
was he right next to him?
So I think it was OBDM or somebody that covered a story the other day about these like supposed FBI agents coming to this lady's front door, and she's videoing the whole thing. And they're talking about they need to talk to her about some post she made or something, and she's like, what are you talking about? I haven't even seen your ID or whatever, you know. It was weird. So I wonder if some of these stories come out just as so that they go viral, so that it's a scare tactic to people like us who say things like that that are obviously satire and for entertainment purposes only.
This is true. Bunch of clowns in here.
Who knows? All right, I got a couple more if you want to do that before we get out of here.
Let's do it. All right. How do I stop share?
The All little right, red it. Button. Yeah. I always have to find it too. It's always somewhere else. I don't know why.
All right. We're back.
All right. Let's see if I can do it now. Can we do this twice in a row? See. Oh, it's another kind of listicle. I'm going to probably rip through this. I just want to find out what the kinkiest state in the U.S. is. So 50 states of gray. Sex experts reveal the kinkiest areas across the U.S. So where does your home rank? Let's find out. America's kinkiest states revealed. Number one, Georgia. Oh, which is the guy that jizzed on that lady's back. He was in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Makes okay. It's checking out so far. Number two, Nevada. I would say that's because there are some Mormons there. Or is that Utah? Utah made...
And Vegas.
Utah made number eight along with Illinois. But okay. Number three is New York. But that's probably just because there's a shitload of people there. So like per capita, you're going to get weird stories.
And they have a huge nightlife. Bars don't close there ever.
So yeah, it's always open.
You have plenty of time to get kinky. Kink.
Texas is number four. I would say that's mainly centered around Austin. Five is North Carolina. We don't want to know what the hell they're fucking over there. Sorry, X cubed. number five is North Carolina and Colorado. So, I could see that. There's a lot of rural areas in Colorado. They gotta be doing something. Number six is California, mainly centered in San Francisco, I would imagine, and LA. Number seven is Washington. And that's because they're just very sad and it's always raining. Eight is Utah and Illinois. Nine is Maryland. 10 is, can you read that? Can't read that. Oh, Massachusetts.
Oh, all right.
So let's see if they...
What's the least kinky state? I want to know that. Who's last on that list?
I would say...
Is it West Virginia?
Can we all take it? Yeah, probably.
Or is it Iowa?
Or like Oklahoma. It seems real...
Oh, yeah, Bible Belt area more.
It sounds... I don't know, but it feels like it's really Mennonite or like Amish or some that kind of idea down there. I don't know if it actually is. I don't know. Maybe North Dakota. It's too cold up there. They're like, we don't even take our wieners out. Yeah. Huh. So there's some Georgia coming out on number one there, you kinky motherfuckers. I was going to play a sound and then I don't...
Nice set of Hooters you got there.
Looks like the warmer ones are taking the top five.
Yep.
Aside from New York.
Humid. Well, yeah, New York, Texas, North Carolina. So North Carolina and Colorado tied. Okay, and then eight was Utah and Illinois. They tied, which is a weird spread. They're on the same latitude line or longitude or whatever it looks like. All right, next one.
Whoa, I want to see who's the least kinky.
It doesn't say.
It only shows the top 10.
Yeah.
The whole article.
So the least kinky on this list is Massachusetts.
Yeah, on that list. All right. I thought it was going to list all of them.
Let's see. No, I think it was just focusing on the...
Yeah. All right. Whatever.
So this one, a drunk man sprints to police station in undergarments after being hit by his wife.
What a bitch.
Yeah. So he was drunk. So allegedly beaten by his wife, a man in Camaretti District rushed to the police station to seek help from the police. The man, who was only in his undergarments, hastened to the Botswana police station to urge the police to intervene. We noticed that the man was drunk and not coherent, a police officer said. The man was counseled, informed that they would accept a formal complaint and book a case, and asked him to come back, as that time he was drunk. While he was speaking with the police, the man's daughter came and took him back home. In that situation, the police said the man was hardly at the police station for any time to even take down his details. If he comes back to lodge a formal complaint of allegedly being beaten by his wife, we'll inquire into the matter and take further steps accordingly. So I did actually read kind of enough of this to get that they just kind of were like, come back later when you're sober. Can you fucking imagine if a drunk lady came to the police station and said the same shit that she's getting beaten by her husband? They'd have 15 squad cars down there. They'd be bringing her in for protective custody and they'd probably arrest the dude. You turn it
what
around.
What country is this in?
Oh, I don't know.
Gotta be. Because you're talking about America, but I don't know where this is.
It's Camaretti. Do you know where the fuck that is? I do not. I am uneducated. So help it. Botswana. It sounds like some. Botswana? It seems like some like African country, maybe? Camaretti. But yeah, if this was in the U.S. and that happened, I can see this happening in the U.S. This exact thing. A drunk guy goes to the police station, my wife hit me.
It's in India again. Yeah, go home. Second Indian article of the day.
Go home and... Oh, yeah, it says right at the top, Times of India. Okay.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Whatever. But yeah, I can see the same thing happening in the U.S., can't you? Like, if I were to get drunk, go down to the police station, they'd be like, okay, buddy, come back when you're sober.
A drunk man in America wouldn't go to the police station. They would just beat the shit back out of their wife.
True. What is this guy? Some kind of bitch?
Drinking out of cups, being a bitch.
Being a little bitch.
Last story of the night.
Is that Spider-Man?
Spider-Man gives bizarre motivational speech at North Texas Target. A guy dressed as Spider-Man doused himself with Cocoa Puffs and milk before giving a motivational speech at a Target in North Texas. I can't believe I just typed that. It's amazing what people do to go viral. In most cases, I just roll my eyes and move on, but every now and then, I'm impressed by the attention seeker's antics. This is one of those times. I can honestly say that putting on a Spider-Man costume and covering myself with breakfast cereal ingredients to motivate people has never crossed my mind. That's some serious creativity right there. All right, so here's the video.
He said, call 911.
You can't understand what he's saying. That was dumb.
How is that motivating? What's he saying that's supposed to be motivating people?
It sounds
people?
Like clickbait. It continues. But our guy didn't stop there. He took the show on the road, literally, and continued his motivational rant on the freeway. He even then took the time to bust out a few push-ups along the way. Okay, we gotta see this.
Thank you, Mom! You can't give up!
Oh, don't give up.
You can't give up! I know it's rough right now! I know you're tired! I know you're sad! But this ain't gonna never get better! But you can't give up! You gotta keep going! Keep going! Don't give up! You can't get through it! You will get through it! You can't give up! Don't give up!
Oh my god. He's obviously doing push-ups in the middle of the fucking freeway.
Yeah, okay, he's in the middle of the freeway, but there's obviously someone stopped right there recording him. So he's super safe. He's not going to get run over.
I think he's doing it. He probably stopped there.
Yeah, for sure. Whatever it is, there's something stopped there that's preventing him from getting destroyed by cars on the freeway.
Yeah, I'm glad whoever wrote that article actually did point out that he was just trying to get attention, obviously. People will do anything to get on the TikToks.
Yes. Motivational.
Wow.
Just you clicking on that video probably sent him 15 cents.
Probably.
You're welcome.
I think it was connected. Yeah. I'm trying to do my best, you know. Well, dude, before we get out of here, tell everyone where they can find you and your real name.
All right.
Mega real name's doo-doo. Jack,
or Mega Doodoo or Pooh or Dr. Heimlich Maneuver, not a real doctor. I have many names, only one face. It's the Network Failure Podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Thanks to Joe. Thanks again, man.
I'm glad you finally figured that out.
Yeah,
it's kind of a
pain in the ass, but yeah, fuck it. Everything is.
Yeah.
My Instagram is Network Failure Podcast, and Twitter as well is Network Failure Podcast. So that makes it easy.
Decent. And go check that out. I listened to a couple of his episodes, and he just does kind of a news breakdown, you know, and. Hey, if you ever want guests on, dude, let me know. I mean, if you're down to do that.
Always welcome to, I would love it. That would be awesome.
Hell yeah. All right, nice. Well, let's get out of here.
If you guys ever want to do this again.
Hell yeah.
Shoot me a DM and.
Oh, we will.
I'm always ready. Yeah.
And thanks again to Herman from Holland for all the juicy stories. A couple of the ones at the beginning were kind of flops, dude. You got to vet your sources a little better, but I do appreciate him sending me like literally 150 stories. So it took a bit to sort through all, but I still have 82 left. So we'll be good for like months to come. So thanks everybody on Rockfin, listeners and YouTube watching the replay. We will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Legit Bad. Please address all content grievances to gofuckyourself@yourmom.com. See you next week.
baseball fans. BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.